Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and all podcast catchers, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube as well. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and kind of a flashback today. Nicole is actually at a big Halloween party, but I have my former co-host who actually is taking me to a Halloween party on Monday. She's back. She's Bach. It's Hannah Bach.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Hannah, is the two-tone hair, is that for Halloween or is that a permanent thing?
It's just, I always wanted to do my hair like this, so.
Oh, okay. And yeah, 'tis the season as well.
It's the season.
Yeah. So, it's 'tis the season, it's Halloween, and we're going to talk about Halloween movies, and especially the one that just came out. I know we're a little late to the party, but we've got some hot takes about Halloween Ends, which is the last Halloween movie for a couple of years at least. I'm sure somebody will reboot it at some point. But before we get going, I do have to say we are being sponsored by Raise Energy Drink. Raise is the best energy drink, and I've had them all. As Hannah could tell you, I've tried every energy drink there is known to man. And I've tried, it's better than the ones you get in the store. It's better than the ones I've tried. At Raise Energy Drink, you can get them in DNCs, you can get them in gyms, but why pay the full price? Use our code that is in this description and get 15% off a case. Best part about Raise, vegan, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero crash. And they have great flavors like Baja Lime that tastes like Baja Blast from Taco Bell. They have Voodoo, which is like a fruit punch. They have Galaxy Burst, which is like Fruity Pebbles. They've got Sour Gummy Worms, which is better than you think. So you pick a flavor. Get 50% off a case with our code DARKMARK and the link in our description on YouTube or any podcast catchers. Now, Hannah is a big Michael Myers fan. Is Michael Myers your favorite, or is Chucky your favorite, or is Jason your favorite? Or
you know, Leatherface was my favorite growing up, but now it's
really
like, yeah. Art took his place though.
I know Art's taking his place, and we're gonna
What about you?
Yeah, he's probably the first one that I saw, so he's probably the OG, so I would say so. I think Art's the modern-day equivalent, but I don't know. It's I've seen every Halloween movie, and I haven't seen every Chucky movie or Friday the 13th or Freddy. I've probably seen every Freddy Krueger movie. I'm not sure. I never saw the gay one, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. I never have seen that one.
It was on the other day. Sci-Fi is throwing them out left and right.
Yeah, I just stream. I don't have regular channels, but it is on.
I'm right down the street.
No, I know. Well, we're going to watch Terrifier together, and then I probably will pass out and vomit in your house. So,
Monday night
seems to be happening in every theater. So, but Michael is up there. It's weird that you say Leatherface, and I dressed as Leatherface a few years ago for our show, but because really, how many good Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies have there been?
You know, I like a lot of them that people just don't like.
Except the one that I like.
Matthew McConaughey. Love that one.
You do like the one with McConaughey now.
It's my favorite.
You used to trash that one.
No, I never did.
Oh, okay. Because I remember when we had Dustin in the studio and we were talking about how great it was. You're like, I don't like that one.
Oh, no. I was the one that liked it.
Yeah. So because I like the first one. I like the second one. I don't think I've seen the third one. I like the McConaughey Renee Zellweger one, and then after that, like I didn't like any of the remakes. I actually thought 3D was okay. I thought 3D was better than the Michael Bay ones. And then
the last one, I didn't even get through. It was terrible. Netflix. What did you do?
It was something. It had something to do with the Halloween Ends because they tried something different, and it was silly. To me, it was silly, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre too. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was okay. The only problem was they ripped off Halloween 2018 and tried to bring the original character back, and that was lame. But anyway, so what was the first time you saw Michael Myers? What was the first Halloween movie that you saw?
You know, I was really young. I wasn't even in kindergarten yet. So my mom was my stepfather at the time, and his roommate just had VHSs stacked. I would just sit there and watch them all.
Okay. And was it the original Halloween or was it one of the sequels?
It was the original one I watched.
Okay. Yeah. That was the first one I saw. And I was a little kid too. I was probably 9, 10, something like that. Mm-hmm. My mom rented it. And or she had it, and that scared me. I couldn't watch half of it. I was, you know, I was a coward in my seat, and I didn't watch a lot of it. And so I think you get. I mean, is that your favorite? Because I would say unequivocally, that's the best made movie of all. And I'm not going to spoil what we thought of Halloween Ends. We're going to get to that. But Halloween 1978 is better than Halloween Ends. Let me just put it that way.
The one when he's in the hospital is my favorite.
That's Halloween 2. A lot of people like that. But the original Halloween set, I mean, it really set the template. There's no Jason Voorhees without it. There's no Freddy without it. There's Leatherface doesn't come back without it. It was really... Even though it's kind of a ripoff of Black Christmas from the 70s, it's better than that, and it's better made than that. And what really makes it is the music. The Halloween theme is creepy anytime you hear it. And not only that, the other score, when he's going, you know, dun-dun, 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 like that stuff is great. Mm-hmm. And that's John Carpenter. And it's odd to watch now because there's so little blood.
Yeah,
the original. I know that disappoints you, but I like it. I don't know why I was so scared when I was a kid, but I think the hanger in the eye really got me, and a few other things. But
anything with an eye is pretty creepy.
So I think even if you like other movies better, you got to acknowledge that this did it first, and it's probably the best made, best directed. Now, you liked Halloween too. You liked the hospital one, which they ramped up the gore on.
I love anything with a hospital or like an insane asylum. I just am automatically I'm drawn to that.
And I like Halloween 2 too. I just watched it. I just watched Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Halloween 4. And I guess I'll get to Halloween 5, but Halloween 2, I did like. I think the last rewatch, I really liked it because I hadn't seen it in years and years and years, and I thought it was really good. This time it was, and I don't think I've seen it since I've seen Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, where they have like some homages to that. But and we're gonna go through all the Halloween movies, and then we're gonna get to Halloween Ends. But I like Halloween 2, so Halloween 2 is good. I heard some podcast was saying that if you play Halloween and Halloween 2 right back to back, they look like the same movie. Seems like the same movie. Which is, it's just a continuation of the last movie, which I think is true to an extent. So that's good.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to try that.
Yeah, but what won't be a continuation, and we've had a debate on this before on the show, is Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, which I saw fairly recently, which I love.
Really? Yeah, that's the one with Paul Rudd.
No, that's not the one with Paul Rudd. We're going to get to that. No, this is the one that has nothing to do with Michael Myers. They have the Irish mask maker that is trying to destroy children of the world because and put some magic from Stonehenge in their masks.
I remember.
Briefly. For some reason, I watch that every Halloween. That is like comfort food to me. And I watch it all the time. Watch the bugs come out of the kids' heads. I had Stacey Nelson on the show a couple years ago, the star and preteen crush of mine. And there's something about it. I don't know. It just... is it that scary? Huh?
It just sings to you.
It sings to me. It's after a while, the Michael Myers kills kind of bleed together. But this one, it's to me, it's a fun watch. And when it came out, it's 40 years now. It's a 40-year-old movie now. It came out in 1982. Wow. And it was a big flop. And now it's been recaptured by hipsters. And it's one of the... people are singing its praises all the time. They had a fan film on YouTube, Return of the Witch, where they continue the story with Colin Cochran's son. And people love it. They had a big Blu-ray release, but you don't like it.
No. I mean, when it comes to these movies, I love seeing the villain that's supposed to be in all these films.
I like Colin Cochran as a villain. He's a creepy old man. But and he's got some fun villain speeches. But and I love that.
A whole different movie with that, though, like the mask maker.
Well, that's the thing, and it's funny because when I was a kid, I remember the rumor was that Michael Myers, the mask that Michael Myers was wearing, the William Shatner mask that he always wears, was made by Kyle MacLachlan. So it tied in, but there's never been any proof of that. But apparently it wasn't actually filmed, but they thought about it for this new movie, Halloween Ends. David Gordon Green and Danny McBride were going to have a mid-credit sequence, Marvel style, where they made the witch, the pumpkin, the skull, and then they made a Michael Myers movie. Going along with that myth that apparently they heard when they were kids too. But I don't know. I like it. But I actually saw today, I watched Halloween 4 and Halloween Ends for the second time for the show. Mm-hmm. Halloween 4, surprisingly good. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do another movie after for 5 years after six years after Halloween 3, because it was such a flop. And then he came back, and Donald Pleasance is back, which I think you need him as Dr. Loomis. He really goes over the top in this one, and it's great. And it's the one with the little girl, Laurie Strode's daughter named Jamie, and she picks the same clown costume that Michael had, and then at the end she kills the mother, and then she's got a bloody knife, and then Donald plays no, he goes crazy. It's the best.
She's adorable too.
She's really good, and I hate kids, and I hate kid performances, but her performance is actually really good.
I agree. Yeah, that was great.
She's a little annoying. They have her scream a couple of times. It's not her fault, but she's a little annoying with the screaming at times. But I thought her performance was really good. And it really set up some cool things. And if I don't know, it's hard to say because of the three movies we just had. If it came out now, would they have gone with the little kid as the killer thing? But I don't know. Because they had Halloween 5. And I haven't seen Halloween 5 in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me as well.
I don't remember it being good. Even though Danielle Harris is back as little Jamie. But she doesn't speak in the movie because she's traumatized.
So I remember it.
Yeah. So instead of the creepy, starting off creepy that she's the killer.
Mm-hmm.
They say that was just a dream or a nightmare or something, and she can't speak. And she's back in the sanitarium. Michael, and let me ask you if this sounds familiar, is among the homeless, barely alive after the town rioted and killed him in the last movie, or seemed to kill him, but he's barely alive. Someone nurses him to health. And then he gets out and starts killing again. Sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, the man in black we've never seen before in the movies, but he kind of saunters in. They finally capture him for some, I don't know how. And then the man in black comes in the police station, the Terminator style, wipes out everybody and breaks Michael out.
There's always that one creepy person that has to do it.
That's the Halloween 5, the Revenge of Michael Myers. Halloween 4 was the Return of Michael Myers. Halloween 3 was Season of the Witch. Then there was another 5 or 6 year gap. And now we're in the 90s. And apparently Quentin Tarantino was supposed to, they tried to get him to write a script for Halloween 6. And he wrote a script about Michael Myers and the Man in Black hitchhiking across the country killing people.
You should make that happen.
I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe. This is the one with Paul Rudd. And it's very flawed. And I've seen both cuts, but I kind of like this one. I remember seeing it on video with my roommate years ago, years after it came out. And we were both like, it's badly edited, but there's something there. There's like a cool idea there, but it just never happened. So this is where they had the thorn tattoo. And you find out the man in black was one of the doctors at Smith Grove. And then in one cut, Michael kills all the, there's all his druids worshiping him, and he impregnated Jamie, and Paul Rudd is Tommy Doyle, who was the kid that Jamie Lee Curtis babysat the first time. And Donald Pleasance at the end of the theatrical cut, Paul Rudd puts runes down so Michael is frozen. He can't leave. And so in the theatrical cut, Donald Pleasance is like, oh, there's something I have to do. And then you just hear him screaming, and it's like dedicated to Donald Pleasance.
That was a good one.
In the producer's cut. No, go ahead.
I was going to say your impersonation was really good.
So in the producer's cut, the man in black, Dr. Nguyen, Paul Rudd kills everybody, I think. Or he doesn't kill everybody, but he gets everybody to escape. And then it makes more sense because he's like, Donald Pleasance, like, I got to come back. And you actually see him go back to the hospital. And Michael, Michael put on the Man in Black costume and left. And the guy that was Man in Black, Dr. Nguyen, was wearing the mask. And then he grabs Loomis's hand. And then the thorn tattoo appears on Dr. Loomis's hand. And he sees it. And that's when he starts doing that scream. So it actually makes a little more sense. But
that must be one stinky mask.
It's, at this point, yes. Especially after Halloween ends, there's a couple people that wear it. But so everybody's worn it by now. So Halloween H2O. So they wait a few more years. Halloween H2O.
That's the rhymes, right?
No. This was the one. This is the one with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, that's right.
Jamie Lee Curtis comes back. And we're going to get to the Busta Rhymes. But Jamie Lee Curtis comes back. And they ignored everything after Halloween 2. None of that happened. No Jamie Lloyd. No 3, 4, 5, 6. None of that. So Josh Hartnett is her son. He's going out with Michelle Williams. And she's like the headmaster of a school. And Michael Myers, after 20 years, comes back, and she kills him. At the end, she chops his head off. And that one's pretty good. It's kind of, people criticize it for being a little too much like Scream and having all the teen heartthrobs at the time, which aren't now, they're all old people, but
well, I mean, that's what would bring a lot of newcomers to the theater. Yeah.
Well, it was a big hit. It was the biggest hit, I think, since the first one at the time. And it was, as I said, it's pretty lean. I mean, I don't even think it's 90 minutes, but I think it's pretty good. I think Jamie Lee Curtis, Jamie Lee Curtis has the lead role, I think it helps any Halloween. So she was good. LL Cool J as a security guard, I could have done without, but, whatever. At least he's not Busta Rhymes. So that's kind of, and the whole thing was Jamie Lee Curtis, they wanted to have John Carpenter come back, but he wanted too much money. And so they had somebody else direct it. And the guy who wrote Scream wrote this. And, there's a little similarity, but it's still pretty good. So Jamie Lee Curtis, I guess, signed the contract. Now she says, after all these years, after 25 years, that she signed the contract, but she didn't know in the contract it said, well, you have to be in the next one. Because the whole thing with H2O is people were like, okay, that's it. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. No more Halloweens. Great. Perfect ending. She killed Michael Myers. It's done. And so then we get Halloween Resurrection, where she's in a hospital. She's in a mental hospital. Michael comes to get her at the mental hospital. And then it turns out the guy whose head she chopped off was another guy that wore the mask. So she has him right where she wants him. She trapped him. He's hanging off a thing, and she's like, I gotta be sure. And then he throws her off the roof, and then he comes back to the Myers house where they're having the like a reality show where they have people, if they can spend the night in the Michael Myers house. And Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks are the people that are running the show, and it sucks, or maybe you like it. I don't know. Do you like it?
No, but it was very fitting for the year. That's when all
you
that
know, it's
shows
actually
are coming out. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. As a concept, it's not a bad idea. Did you like H2O? I don't think we got that. Did you like H2O?
It was okay. Excuse me. It was okay.
Okay. Did Lanny like it?
Lanny doesn't pay attention very much. No, I mean, to be honest, like, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but I'm not as big as a fan as everybody else is for the movies. I kind of like the other characters a little better. She gets on my nerves just a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird because as Halloween 3 is more popular than ever, Halloween H2O, when it came out, was really popular. Now people are like, it's not that great. So, and Halloween Resurrection, nobody likes. Even I don't even think Busta Rhymes likes it. And it's not necessarily Busta Rhymes' fault that he's karate kicking Michael Myers. That's what's in the script. That's not his fault. And he's fine. But I actually saw on YouTube they have a couple fan edits, and people are like, well, the movie's a lot better now because they rearranged scenes and made it a little better. But
like, to be funny or to be serious?
To be serious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Take the funny out and kind of make it a little more serious. And I think they moved the Jamie Lee Curtis stuff to the end. So I don't know, which sort of makes more sense. But yeah, Halloween Resurrection, I don't know too many defenders on that. But so then that was it for about for 7-8 years. And then Rob Zombie's Halloween. What did you think of that?
I love Rob Zombie's Halloweens.
Really?
Love them. They're my favorite.
Even more than the original?
Yeah.
Really?
I just love how he did them.
Right. I know you're a big fan of Rob Zombie, mm-hmm. and I like a lot of his movies. I still think his masterpiece, and a lot of people think I'm nuts, but is the, what's it called? One
Lords of Salem?
Lords of Salem. Lords of Salem is one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen. The first, his first Halloween in 2000, whenever. I thought the first half about Michael and getting into his whole family and how he became Michael when he was a little boy and all that stuff was great. But the last half was basically the first movie.
Well, I mean, he was trying to pay tribute to the original, you know, try to keep the storyline intact a little bit.
I don't think he had a choice, quite honestly. I think they just told him you got to do this, and this. But Danielle Harris was back as Annie, the best friend,
mm-hmm.
as a grown up and a very beautiful woman. So that was interesting, and you know, they had a good cast. I actually prefer Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's mm-hmm. Halloween 2, which I think is one of the creepiest movies of them,
yeah.
Especially the director's cut, because I think that's the one I saw first, and for some reason, and I haven't seen it in a while, but this is another one that I defend that I think is really, really creepy and completely different from all the other Halloweens. But a lot of people didn't like it because it showed his face and he talks and, you know. But I liked it. I thought it was really creepy.
Some people are just too fragile. They'll, like, freak out. Like, the super fans. Yeah.
But wait till we get to Halloween Ends, which is very different. So, yeah. So, by the way, what did you think of the monsters?
I didn't see it yet. And I don't know if my opinion will mean much because I didn't watch The Monsters growing up. You know, it was before my time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was before my time, so.
It was before my time, too, but they had reruns. And I wasn't a big Monsters fan. I don't think I was a regular watcher. I was aware of it, and I've seen a couple episodes. Same with Adam's Family. I was never a big I never watched the TV show. I watched the movies.
Oh, yeah, I love the movies.
But, I'm not looking forward to Tim Burton's Wednesday show. It looks horrible. Hot take.
Wait, what?
Tim Burton's doing a Wednesday Addams show with Wednesday
TV
Addams.
Show.
TV show.
Why?
Money. Luis Guzman is Gomez. Catherine Zeta-Jones is Morticia. And Fred Armisen is Fester. Christina Ricci has a role, but what doesn't look good, and I hate to say it, that's, I mean, she's a teenager, so I, you know, I don't want to bag on her, but the one who plays Wednesday just doesn't look like she gets it.
No.
I mean, it's hard to follow Christina Ricci. Like, even whoever was on the original show, like, nobody even knows her. Like, Christina Ricci made that role her own. And this one, and she's trying to be droll, and she's trying to be like Christina Ricci, but she's just not doing it, so.
You know, whatever happened to casting the 20-something-year-old as a teenager?
Well, I mean, Christina Ricci was a kid when she did it. It was just phenomenal. So, I don't know. But,
so she's, you know, like a young Wednesday.
I'm just going by the commercial, so I could be wrong. And our friend Daniel Roebuck was in the Munsters, and he was on our show, and he's great. So, and he was actually funny in the movie. The problem with the Munsters to me, and watch it before, don't go by my opinion, because we've disagreed on so many things, but I just didn't think it looked interesting. I just thought there's a couple, I didn't think the jokes were that funny. They had a setup where, I mean, at the beginning, Nosferatu is taking out Lily Munster. That's funny as a concept. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny when Typo Negative did it in Black Number One, but it's a funny concept, but it just goes nowhere. They have funny actors. When Elvira finally gets on as a real estate broker, she's like the only one that has comedy training and can tell jokes. And I don't mean to bag on Cherry Moon Zombie, who I think has been good in a lot of Rob Zombie's movies, especially Lord Salem, but she's kind of doing Elvira / Morticia Adams, but not funny.
Yeah.
The caveman guy who plays Herman Munster, he's okay, but and he does have comedic training, but his jokes are like, he's a rock star. Mm-hmm. Herman Munster, it's just stupid. And they have these like musical interludes that are just stupid.
I don't know if I want to see it now.
Go see it. Don't go by me. You'll probably like it. Anyway, so they were talking about a Halloween 3D and a Halloween 3, but they dropped it. And then 2008, Halloween. David Gordon Green, Danny McBride wrote and directed Halloween, which is the biggest movie that Halloween has done ever. It's the most successful Halloween movie ever. And you liked it. And why did you like
it? Why did I like it?
Yes.
I love the cast. I actually love the teenagers, which is very rare, because today I'm like, I'll just kill them all. They're obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I really like them, you know? So.
You like the podcasters and the new doctor and all that stuff.
The new doctor takes a lot to get used to, but I like the kids.
All right. And we've talked about this before. I didn't like it, but I think I'm liking it more now because I've seen Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, but I didn't really. When I was like, didn't we just do this with 20 years ago with H2O? I mean, Jamie kills Michael Myers. We just did this 20 years ago.
And he never dies.
Well, I understand that, but and he didn't die in this one either. But to me, it was kind of, there was nothing new.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I was watching the latest Halloween, and I'm like, why doesn't somebody just take his body and chop him up in little pieces and bury him in different parts of, like, Earth, like Spain, and then...
Well, because those parts will wake up and start killing people in Spain. They did. They disposed.
It's the hand. It's going to come out.
I don't want to say what happens at the end if no people haven't seen it, but they do dispose of the body. He's definitely dead at the end of Halloween Ends. It definitely did end. But we're going to get
there. Unless.
No, unless what?
We'll talk after the show.
We'll talk during the show. But anyway, so and people loved it. I thought it was okay.
People
loved Halloween. The 2018 Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I have to watch it again, I guess. But I don't know. I just thought, like I said, we just did it with H2O. It was like a warmed over H2O with a lot of little, you know, they had the little silver shamrock masks, and they had a little, you know, the little asides to this and that and the other Halloween movies. But I don't know. I just... It didn't do enough different for me to justify it, but and I wasn't as enamored with the teenagers as you were, so I thought they were kind of annoying. But not except for her granddaughter, which I thought was good. I liked Judy Greer. I liked a lot of the cast, but I just I don't know. It wasn't, it didn't, it was okay. It was just going through the motions of another Halloween movie. It wasn't Resurrection. It wasn't that is that. Now, Halloween Kills. And here's the one thing I will say about Halloween is I really think they had one good idea for a Halloween movie and that was it, whether you liked it or not. I think it was its own thing. And I think if it ended there, it would have been fine. Yeah. But it was so successful that we got Halloween Kills.
I liked Halloween.
You liked Halloween
Kills is the last one. No.
Yeah, Halloween Kills.
They had to go and fuck it up, didn't they?
Yeah, Halloween Kills with a mob where Anthony Michael Hall is Tommy Doyle. The mob goes after Jamie Lee Curtis is in the hospital again. And the mob goes after Michael again. And he kills, spoiler alert, he kills Jamie Lee Curtis' daughter. You liked it?
I did like it.
There were a lot of kills. I didn't like it. I liked it less than Halloween. I didn't like Big John and Little John. I didn't like, there's a lot of, which is funny that the guy from Mad TV is, you know, token gay character, but, you know, it just, to me, it was like everything these days, everybody's so hyper fixated on politics that they saw the January 6th thing and they're like, we got to make Halloween Kills about that. And mob mentality and all this crap. And it's like, you know, this is the only thing in political I'll ever say on the show. We need to bring apathy back, not anarchy, apathy. I remember people didn't give a shit about politics and the world was so much better.
And another reason, like personally, I go to the movies is to tune out of what's going on in the news.
Right. Well, you got it. This was the January 6th mob killing Michael Myers. I mean, but they did it. But once again, they didn't. They keep saying we're doing things differently, and they did in Halloween 4. They had a mob kill them in Halloween 4. It's the same thing. So I don't know, but
those mobs really just—they're not very thorough, are they?
Well, this mob got their ass kicked, and so it was pretty bad. I didn't like that Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't in the movie barely. I mean, she was in the hospital flirting with the sheriff, and that was about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the whole point of these new movies is to bring Jamie Lee Curtis back. And that, you know, she was the best part of the first one, or the Halloween 2018. But anyway, so that's my take on every Halloween movie. And that's your take on it. So that's where we left off, is that the mob tried to kill Michael Myers. They didn't kill him. He killed Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter. And there was a deleted scene that popped up on YouTube and the DVD that was not in the movie, where Jamie Lee Curtis grabs a knife and she's running for the camera. It was in the sneak previews, but wasn't in the actual movie. So here we go. Halloween Ends. You just watched it. I just watched it for the second time. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
It was bloody awful. Terrible. Everything about it was terrible.
And you liked Halloween. You liked Halloween Kills.
And loved Halloween Kills. This was just—it was a mess.
Well,
and it's a mess that I don't think he could ever fix. I don't think he could redeem himself with another film. This was terrible.
Well, this is the end of the trilogy, so that's it.
It always is the end. You know, they come back from a mess.
Well, no, they're gonna have. Well, the guy who directed the writers directors of this, Danny McBride, the funny actor that's on the Eastbound and Down and the Righteous Gemstones, who wrote all three of these Halloween movies, and David Gordon Green, the director, they're moving on to the reboot of The Exorcist. And they're doing three Exorcist movies.
And Ellen Burstyn's coming back.
Yes, Ellen Burstyn's coming back to The Exorcist.
Like, I definitely want to see that. I think they may do well with it, especially with all the special effects now. And I think they're going to have to ramp up it being scary.
I have zero desire to see it. I didn't see the Exorcist TV show. I've seen all the... has there been a good Exorcist sequel? No. I like Exorcist 3, but Exorcist 2 was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I saw both versions of Exorcist 4, and they're both really, really bad.
Yeah, The Exorcist, it doesn't scare me. It's probably because I don't believe in any of that.
Well, and there's so many Exorcist knockoff movies. And somebody told me The Exorcist series was good, but the TV series, but it was Gina Davis as a grown-up Linda Blair, but I don't know. So I'm going to give you my take. This may surprise you. I thought the first 10 minutes, Lanny, get ready for this. I thought the first 10 minutes were great. Not good, great. When Corey Cunningham babysits that kid and then loses him and then gets trapped in the closet and accidentally does what he does. Mm. And then they slam cut into Halloween Ends with the Halloween 3 font, by the way, and the theme. I was like, holy crap, this is good. This is going to be great.
Because that's the opening credits were cool. Yeah.
The opening scene was good. There was serious tension and suspense, and you didn't know what was going on. And then when that head hit the floor, and then they smash, and then the woman screams, and they smash cut into Halloween Ends. You're like, wow, that's one of the best scenes ever in a Halloween movie. And then the rest of it's dog shit. But it goes downhill so fast. It just free falls down. Jamie Lee Curtis, I can't believe that after all that, Jamie Lee Curtis is working on a book, and they show scenes from Halloween 1978, which they've done this for all three movies. They've shown scenes from other movies and also recreated scenes that weren't in the movies, reminding us of what a better movie the 1978 Halloween is. Right? Mm-hmm. So... And then Michael Myers doesn't show up till about 40 minutes in, because I count. I paused it to see what time it was, so when he came in. I didn't see that coming.
That's the whole thing with it. It's like, does he or doesn't he? It's like,
Does he or doesn't he what?
Show up. You know what I mean?
Oh, he shows up.
I was very confused for a while.
Yeah, it was. And people are like, well, you liked Halloween 3, and Halloween 3 was such a curveball. And this is, you know, their Halloween 3. So I get what they're trying to do something different. And I applaud them for doing something different. I just slammed Halloween Kills for doing the same thing that they always do. This was different, but it was bad. It was bad. And Jamie Lee Curtis, again, does not have a lot to do. Michael Myers has even less to do with this. So we follow the granddaughter. I forget the name again, but Allison.
Who's been completely, I did not like her in this movie. She was completely out of her normal character.
Well, when they made her act. She's been through a traumatic night in the deaths of her father and mother. So she should be different. And it's, you know, 3 or 4 years later. She shouldn't be the same. She's not a teenager anymore. She's a woman.
Well, she's not acting. She's acting like a teenager. She's acting like a spoiled little teenage brat.
Well, and
no consequences and no brain.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So we have Corey Cunningham, who was the guy in the original in the first scene, the great scene, which I'll keep defending. And he was accused of a crime, and he got off, and it was an accident, but the town still thinks he did it. So we follow Jamie Lee Curtis around, and she can't even bake a pumpkin pie. And this is the woman that trapped Michael Myers in the basement.
Hey, you can't have all the good luck, all the skills.
Yeah,
you're a killing machine or a baking machine, I don't know.
I don't know. So she's burning pumpkin pie. She's trying to make everything so domesticated for Allison, who is now working as a nurse. They have, it's once again, it's so weird because they have so many nods to everything. So they have a DJ playing Rob Zombie-esque rockabilly music. So they have a kind of a nod to that, because there was a DJ in Halloween 6, and I think there was a DJ in Rob Zombie's movies. So the town is the town's back to normal. It's Corey, we're following Corey, and then Jamie Lee Curtis introduces Well, Jamie Lee Curtis prevents him from getting beat up by the marching band because it won't buy alcohol for them. This guy's like 23, 24, and these high schoolers are intimidating him.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
Because trust me, I remember when I was, and I'm a big pussy, I remember when I was 23, 24, I had people trying to get me to buy them beer. I would just say no and walk away. I wouldn't get bullied by them. Right. So then Jamie Lee Curtis saves him from being beat up by the marching band. Did you catch that, that there were the marching band?
I did not. I just caught, I thought he was, I assumed that he was a football player because of his jacket.
No, that was
I noticed that the little girl was like, I'm like, she had a baton twirler or something.
He had a marching band jacket, and yeah, they were all in a marching band. So, which I guess is a Danny McBride joke. So it's two guys and two girls. And so I guess they intimidate him. So Jamie Lee Curtis is like, you know, saves him from him. And then he's like, oh, slash their tires. Great. A good advice. Good grandmotherly advice. And then hooks the accused murderer with her daughter, who just, 3 years ago had her parents murdered. Because apparently the town is persecuting Jamie Lee Curtis for what Michael Myers did, for whatever reason. Now, remember, she's not her sister. They did away with that. She's not, she should be his sister. I like the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that John Carpenter doesn't like it, and a lot of people don't like it. I like
it.
It makes sense that he would keep coming back to
him. Exactly, yeah.
But in this David Gordon Green universe, she's not the sister. What do you think?
Why does he keep messing with her? Understandably, if it's his sister, like, he wants to come back and get what's his, so he thinks is his.
And Jamie Lloyd was her daughter, so she was the only living relative, so that's why he went after her in 4, 5, and 6. And by the way, in H2O, they actually the first draft of the script had like a nod to Jamie Lloyd, but they cut it out. So yeah, so he sets her up with Corey Cunningham, and then the movie basically becomes Gilmore Girls. And am I wrong?
I've never seen Gilmore Girls, but it was.
But not. you know the type, Dawson's Creek, that type of show.
Oh, it was, yeah.
But that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a teenage love affair. There's no other guys in the town besides this guy who, yes, it was an accident, but it was pretty irresponsible of him to do.
And he has a face you just want
to punch. Well, this is what I was going to ask you, and I know I'm asking the wrong person because this guy's not metal at all and he doesn't have long hair, but is this guy that cute?
Not at all. There's nothing about him that's attractive.
I mean, he's not bad looking. He's not
He's annoying looking. He looks like the creepy guy that eats his boogers that sits in the corner of the classroom.
Oh, no. I don't think
that. He does. And he acts that way.
All right. Well, I guess I've read some other things that says he's pretty good looking and he's dreamy.
Well, everybody thinks Jeffrey Dahmer's hot today. So,
yeah.
I mean, the men and women today, I don't
know. Well, I mean, he was kind of, I mean, I'm going by Carl Cruz's portrayal in the first. I can't believe everybody's going nuts about Dahmer because it was on Netflix. Because there's been 20 movies about Dahmer, and our friend Carl Cruz was in the first one. Jeremy Renner was in the second one. And then, like, they just keep coming out with them. And now that's on Netflix. It's like, oh, everybody's going crazy. It's the same thing with the Cobra Kai. It was on YouTube for 3 years. Nobody watched it. And then we got on Netflix. Everybody's going crazy for it.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody's just, oh, I'm going to do a thesis about him and this serial killer. I did that way back, 20 years ago when I was in high school.
Dreaming about serial killers. You were lusting about
serial killers. No, I did my graduating piece on serial killers, and we didn't have the internet back then, so I had to go through old school books and look around, and I found an encyclopedia of serial killers I had to read through to do my thesis.
Wow, you still have that
somewhere on a floppy disk? Yes.
Oh, okay. You still have a floppy disk?
I have it still. I kept it.
Now let me ask you this. Now you don't think he's cute, and we understand you're partial to metal guys, and he's not metal at all. He's a little hipster. But does he look like a serial killer?
Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I mean, he looks like not like a tough serial killer, just one that would probably, like, you know, knock you out and then do some weird shit to you, cut you up or make you a slave. Yeah, he's got the creep factor.
Because this is where we disagree. I didn't buy him as a romantic lead or a creepy guy.
Oh, I didn't buy him as a romantic lead either. I just bought him as fucking nuts.
I didn't buy him as nuts either. I mean, I know that he was going through the motions of going nuts, but I never really bought it. But I mean, it depended on scene to scene. Like, he was very inconsistent. Some scenes he looked okay, some scenes he didn't. But it was the script. I mean, I don't really necessarily blame him. The script was like, he just turned on a dime and it just didn't make any sense. But
I saw the creepiness coming. He did pretty well with his eyes.
All right, well then.
He's like the guy on Tinder, you're like, don't super like me.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be me. But so they start this big romance, and
for 3 days, three day romance,
and she can't live without him. But I guess there's no other men in the town because her ex boyfriend is this fat, ugly sheriff that looks like he's about 40, and that's her ex.
What was with that?
I'm a big fat ugly guy in his 40s, so I'm not disparaging the guy, but it was a weird, like, okay, this is my competition. And it's like, come on.
And she's cute.
She's very cute.
She's got a great job. She's a cute girl.
But I understand it's a small town, but you got to have a few more options than that. And this is the other thing, logically. Wouldn't Laurie Strode take her granddaughter and move to another town?
Because she was saying in the movie that she has so many memories there and she just didn't want to leave where she has so many memories.
I caught that line of dialogue. It doesn't really make sense. Like, her memories are her father and mother and boyfriend in the first movie getting killed.
Yeah.
You would think you want to make new memories somewhere else. And then this guy comes along in 3 days. She's like, oh, yeah, burn it down and I'm going to leave with you.
Now that you bring that up, her boyfriend in the first movie was like a 10 and this guy was a 2.
But he was a lot.
How did she go from?
He was a lot hotter. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, because her parents were killed and she was traumatized. I get that. But, and I get sort of where they were going with the script and that they were both traumatized and ostracized by the town and they found each other, but it just seemed a little too neat. And so then he goes to a party with her. And I guess neither one of them go out that much. They go to a party. He finally has fun, takes off his mask, and the mother's there. One of the scenes that I actually liked is the mother giving him shit, you know, at the
party. Mother from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, that was okay. But then what happens is he starts pouting, leaves the party. I mean, I could tell it was so predictable. So he pouts, gets to the party. Then the marching band comes there and they start beating him up and they, oh, he works in the garage too. He's a mechanic. And his father, who was, I'm glad that once again that they have ugly obese men in the movie because that doesn't usually happen. This guy was huge.
His dad was nice.
His dad was nice, but then he tells somebody that he knows what it's like to have their father abuse them. He tells the marching band guy.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
And the father was nice and the mother was abusing him, which is a really bad psycho rip.
Were they trying to make, like, I thought they were trying to make the mom kind of like Carrie's mom. A little bit.
Or Norman Bates' mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the psycho mom.
Kind of with a little bit of like a, I'm kind of in love with my son in the wrong way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So then the marching band throws him over a bridge. And then, and it was weird. I was so confused because I thought, like, there's a homeless guy down there. And I thought he was Michael Myers.
So then Michael Myers grabbed. He was Michael Myers too.
Yeah. So then the homeless guy grabs him. Well, the homeless guy sees him. He goes in. Michael Myers grabs him, looks into his eyes, sees that he's a killer too, and lets him go. I'm not making any of this up. This is what happens in the movie.
See, this whole thing like is confusing me. I'm like, was it like a Fight Club scenario, or was he really there?
Oh, it becomes a Fight Club scenario, but you don't think Michael was? No, Michael was there because they killed him at the end, and they put him, you know, they disposed of the body in the junkyard.
So So what, he brought a couple bodies and then he came back because he got powerful again after killing
So you people? Actually, I mean, you read more into this than I thought. You think this is a Fight Club thing and Michael was a figment of his imagination. Michael's dead.
Yeah. And then he's actually there. So I'm like, well, does killing people bring him back to life, regenerate him some way, somehow? Well, because he brought a couple people into the sewers and then he became, oh, I can come out now.
Well, sort of, because, and then, yeah, you might have something there. I don't know. I didn't think about that. That could be a Fight Club thing, but which would be even worse than what we had. But so, but then they never found Michael Myers' body, I guess, the last time. So I don't know. So they let him go, and the homeless guy's like, "Hey, man, people go in, but they never let him go." And I guess Michael has been feeding off human bodies and rats this whole time, and that's how he's stayed alive. And so then he gets, so the homeless guy tries to kill him for some reason, and then he kills the homeless guy. So now he's got the bloodlust. And another scene I couldn't stand was when they had Jamie Lee Curtis looking out the window and they have him behind the tree like Michael Myers in the first movie.
Yeah, so, that was stupid.
So dumb. And it's like, yeah, I killed a person and then they go to the house and, you know, that all happens. And then, you know, all these things happen. And, oh, and then he's, you know, he takes her ex-boyfriend, the fat ugly guy in his 40s, down to the sewer. And I guess Michael kills him. And by killing him, he regains his power a bit.
That's what it seems.
This, I'm not making any of this up. This really happens in the movie. It's so stupid. So then... that, and this is the worst line and the worst line delivery in the whole movie. Whether you think the guy was like a psycho in the rest of the movie, he wasn't in this one. Show me how to do it.
Oh. He did his eyes too. That was good.
No, but I actually can act. Show me how to do it. He was so bad. But to be fair to him, it's an awful line. They should have just. I mean, they could do that without actually spelling it out and saying the line, you know?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of things.
I mean, even a line like, "I want to watch you do it," something like that would have been a lot creepier than, show me how to do it. Oh, God. So then, you know, so Allison doesn't get the promotion. So they kill her, the doctor, Perv, and his other nurse.
Yeah.
So he kills her. Knifes her to the wall and does the little head nod like he did in the first movie. And her shoes, you know, they have the blood dripping from her feet. And then, but that scene was awful because also Corey Cunningham has his bloody hands on the glass the whole time. Like the cops aren't going to notice or track the fingerprints on the bloody hands. But apparently there
he's
was
invincible, he probably thinks. Woo, I'm teaming up with Michael Myers.
You're really reading it. So
I really did, yeah.
So you took this a lot deeper than I did. I was like, oh man, I checked out a long time ago. I was like, did you like the first scene, by the way? Because I
expected that the movie was going to be great when it's the first scene. I'm like, oh, it's a little different. Male babysitter, this is cool. Whoa, what's gonna happen now?
But see, it was good. The first scene was really good. So anyway, so I'm just going back to that because that was actually good. So, I'm getting a lot of these scenes out of order, and I just watched it because it just all flows together so bad. But he takes her up and bangs her, and Michael Myers is watching them, which is the first time in a Halloween movie where Michael Myers did not kill teenagers having sex.
Yeah.
Which I think is some sort of joke, inside joke on the screenwriter's part.
Should be.
There's a scene where, he fights with his mom. So he sleeps in the house. And that house where he was babysitting with the big staircase, that's a nice house.
It is a nice house. Why didn't anybody purchase it for a big price offer? You know what happened.
Well, nobody did, so it was.
I'd buy it.
So he keeps going there, but it's way too big for three people.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets their own section of the house.
Well, everybody gets their own floor because there's like five floors, but there's still floors left over. But that staircase was creepy, and I don't think it really messed me up.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful.
They should have the whole movie there. So, so he ends up sleeping at that house, breaking into that house and sleeping on the floor, which, confession, I used to do with my friends. We would go into the vacant apartment and sleep and drink.
Never did that. We
did that a few times. No, because it wasn't like a murder house. We would just go to like some vacant house and figure out crawl through the window and just kind of drink and party and then sleep there on the floor and then leave.
Oh,
we did that a few times. Yeah, that's when you could do that. We could still do that. I'm sure the people do that. So we would squat for the night.
There's cameras everywhere now.
Well, which by the way, Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, which you don't like, predicted that. So that's the first movie I can think of where they had cameras all over the place.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning something like that years ago.
Anyway, yeah, it was a long time ago. And that movie's 40 years old. So we get maybe the only other good scene in the movie is when he's woken up by Jamie Lee Curtis banging the chair against the door and warning her not to stay away from her granddaughter. I like that because I wish Jamie Lee Curtis had so much more to do. I wish they would have had the romance with her and the sheriff rather than these two.
Right?
Because they had a little chemistry going. They actually had
cute, especially the end where he gives her a little gift.
But in the grocery store, they're giving each other looks. And Will Patton plays the sheriff. He's an experienced, good actor. Jamie Lee Curtis is a very, great actress. Always been a fan.
Yeah.
Fish Called Wanda, all this stuff. She True Lies, she can do no wrong. And they were giving each other little glances and little things, and it was like subtle, unlike the other. And they actually had chemistry. There was like a little chemistry. I don't know if it was just acting or chemistry, but they seemed like they really dug each other and they were really sweet on each other. Corey Cunningham and Allison, they didn't seem like they were in the same universe.
That just didn't work. It's like the prom queen with, God, the dropout. I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, so I actually, did you like that scene where Jamie Lee Curtis threatens him and then disappears?
Yeah, that's kind of.
I mean, it's kind of predictable, kind of stupid, but it was well done. I think Jamie Lee Curtis was good in it, and it was a respite from all the other dumb crap, like, they're yelling at her when she's coming out of the supermarket and all that stuff.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Well, I understand.
Blaming her for somebody else's actions when she tried to save the town.
I don't know. So that's,
well, and at the end, they wanted to follow her, right?
That's the thing. So, so that was the, that's the whole thing. The thought behind why Allison fell for Corey, because the town's ostracized them both. But even if you blamed Laurie Strode for bringing him back, which she had nothing, obviously she was preparing for it, but it was the podcasters that brought him back. If you recall, in the first Halloween in 2018, it wasn't her. Mm-hmm. And they're always transporting him on Halloween for some reason. That also happens.
That's true.
It's like, maybe transport him on a day other than Halloween. Why don't you try Thanksgiving? September 2nd would be a good date. Let's try that. And no, but it's always on Halloween. It's on Halloween and Halloween. It's on Halloween. Halloween 4, Halloween 2018, Halloween Rob Zombies. Anyway, so people on Facebook, when I trashed this movie, were saying, oh, but the DJ scene. But I thought the DJ scene was stupid because the DJ was nowhere in the movie, the whole movie. And then there's one scene where they go to the roof of the radio station, goof around. And he gives them shit, but he should give them shit. They're trespassing at the radio station.
And why is the radio station not up to date?
Well, that's, it's no Skid Row Studios, but it's no Nerdist or the Ruby, but no, I mean, it's a regular radio station. I guess it's a small town. I guess it's just been there forever.
Dinky 1983 in the middle of a small town radio station.
But I think small town radio stations are like that for the most part. I don't think they've really upgraded things. why is he playing old rockabilly tunes other than, you know, Rob Zombie's listening? I have no idea. But anyway, so he's not in the mood. You know, they have him do a couple of radio broadcasts, and then he yells at them for trespassing in the radio station, which he should do. And he's like, oh, you're the killer and you're this person, and you belong together or whatever.
Where's the security guard?
Yeah, there's no security guard. There's no, he kills the receptionist, if you recall. And then stabs him in the tongue and the whole thing. And it's the goriest murder.
Oh, he stabs him in the tongue. I thought he
clips his tongue off and then stabs him in the mouth or something. I don't know. It's the goriest scene in the movie. And to me, unwarranted. I understand the nurse and the doctor because they fucked over his girlfriend. But, and then there's all these scenes of them on the motorcycle and all this stuff. And all this stuff just happens. And then for no reason at all, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis calls Alice and says, I'm sorry, because they had a big fight. They had some sort of fight. And she's like, I'm sorry, come home. And then she calls and says, oh, there's a suicide. For no reason. It makes no sense. Corey Cunningham busts in and she's like, you didn't think I was going to kill myself. And then, which is a cool line, but once again, it makes no sense.
Right.
Like Jamie Lee Curtis pulls it off, but it doesn't make sense. And then she shoots him. And then, you know, a lot of people are complaining about how easily he stole Michael Myers' mask away from Michael Myers and started killing with his mask. Because Michael Myers is a feeble old man, or is he? Because he was so immortal in the last battle with Jamie Lee Curtis. It's inconsistent. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Is he evil? Is there a whole power behind him? Or is he a feeble old man that's been beaten up and shot and everything else?
Living in the sewers.
Like Halloween Vine. And then Michael Myers grabs the mask and it's on. And I think there's some more flashbacks to Halloween 1. And I say Halloween 1, there's three Halloween 1s. Halloween 1978, we got to date these movies now because there's three movies called Halloween. they kill him, and then Allison comes backstage the day, and then they're like, it's not enough. And then they dispose of him in the junkyard. He's really dead. It's not like H2O where she chopped up her head and chopped off his head and it could be somebody else. He's really dead. And then Jamie Lee Curtis writes the book. The sheriff comes over to check out the cherry blossoms, and Allison's on her way to another state.
I could bring Michael Myers back.
Let's hear it.
So there's acid rain, right? Far-fetched. And then all of a sudden, he gets evaporated up into the sky and put back together. I don't know. This being ridiculous.
That's almost as good as the dog pissing on the on the grave and was it the dog pissed fire, and was it Freddy Krueger or Jason comes back? Oh, Jason came back as a lightning struck his grave because they dug it up. Mm-hmm. Michael Myers came back as a dog pissed fire on his grave. So Halloween Ends stinks, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I didn't like any of the David Gordon Green movies, but they just got worse and worse. Halloween Kills I didn't like at all, and Halloween Ends I think is even worse. I give them credit for doing something a little different, but boy oh boy. And it was a completely different movie. They pulled it off for a scene, and then the rest was off. The Rob Zombie movies are better. I don't care what anybody says, but there hasn't been a really, really good Halloween movie probably since, if you don't count Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, which I do, you know, at least Halloween 4, which is in the 80s. It's bad. But what these movies proved is there's people want to go see Halloween movies. They like Michael Myers. First, the Rob Zombie movies were the biggest since the original. Now, these were even bigger than that. So in about 5 years, there's going to be another director that takes on project. I would like to see, even though it's never going to happen, I would like to see Damian Leone, the guy who's really killing with Terrifier 2, take it. But what can you do with it now? I mean, there's nothing you can really do unless you pick up one of the other storylines, like pick it up after Resurrection or pick it up after the Cult of Thorn or whatever. You got to reboot it again. Or
yeah, somehow
do the original story again. They really ended it. This is one of the most definitive endings I've ever had. There's no getting away from it. The other complaint I have, and I have a lot of complaints. The Darth Vader-like breathing during the final fight was a little much. And I know he's got a mask on. I know he breathes when he kills, but he was breathing overtime.
Well, he's old.
I know it, but I mean, it was like,
his breath. He's like, what, 70-something?
I understand that, but he's just like, it was meant to be creepy, I think, and it was awful. It was like Darth Vader. It was really
bad. I mean, obviously this guy from the comedy world has no business in the horror world.
Well, you know Danny McBride, right? He was in he's been in a bunch of Seth Rogen movies, he's Eastbound and Down and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean he co-wrote it with this other guy. David Gordon Green's an independent director who's made good movies in the past, I'm told. I've never really seen any. But yeah, but here's the thing. You could say that these three are the, except for the original, or actually even counting the original, these three are the most financially successful Halloween movies ever. Ever. Halloween and Halloween Kills made more money than any Halloween movie ever. This one, even though it's on Peacock, is tied with Rob Zombie's Halloween is like the second highest. I think even bigger than the original. And it's going to be the number three best, most financially successful. So somebody's going to pick it up again and they're going to make a lot of money with it. But before these movies came out, I know there was like a real niche Halloween, Michael Myers fans, and even Halloween 3 fans. They had conventions and it was cool. Now it seems less cool. Me.
Yeah, I think we're moving on. You know, at least we are. We're finding new horror movies, new villains to love.
I think we should. I mean, we haven't had Freddy Krueger in 20 years, and that's fine.
Well, we haven't had Jason in a long time. Is he supposed to come back and revise his role one more time?
I don't know.
Or for England?
He's got to be 72. I don't think he wants to do it. The last I saw, he said that Kevin Bacon should do it, so I don't know. But I'm sure they will. Jason hasn't been in a movie in a long time. Apparently that's getting sorted out, but I don't want to see that. Excuse me. And I know Lanny's doing something, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to grab an excited of the person. Three-legged dogs, sorry guys.
Well, we're wrapping it up anyway, so. And I don't want to see Leatherface again. I don't want to see. We got the old movies. The old movies are fine.
There's so many cannibal movies now. It just seems like they're just going to get folded in.
Let's leave Jeffrey Dahmer alone. Let's leave all these guys alone. and think of something new. Don't do The Exorcist. They're doing it, but don't do it.
Yeah.
At least Friday 13th and Leatherface and Nightmare on Elm Street, they had good sequels. Exorcist. Except for Exorcist 3, which I think is great, which has nothing to do with the original Exorcist. The other ones are horrible. So anyway, you still love Michael Myers and you still love the Halloween.
Yeah, I do. I'm just disappointed right now.
Really?
You know,
because you were excited to see it. And you
I was so excited to see it. I was like, oh, it's probably good. These people are full of shit. And I was just like,
you heard the negative buzz.
I heard the negative buzz and I didn't believe it. And now I do.
But anyway, so I think after this one, it's going to be a few years, but we'll see. I would love for Paul Rudd to come back as Tommy Doyle and pick up the cult of
Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd doesn't age.
He doesn't age. So he might be Michael Myers after all.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're going out on Halloween. What are you dressing for as Halloween?
So I have like three different costumes and Monday night is going to be a surprise.
Okay. Well, what's Lanny dressing as? Your dog?
Lanny is a minion.
Oh, okay.
He actually had his Minions costume, but he didn't like wearing it. So.
Well, it's always good to see you. It's always good to see Lanny. It's always good to talk Halloween.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And also Vegans Uncensored. So what's going on with that? Are you guys, you haven't done an episode in a long time.
We haven't done an episode. We keep meaning to, but then work schedules get kind of like crossed. And I don't know. We'll see. We have good intentions.
But you still have an online community that you're trying to foster.
Yeah. We still keep in touch online with different recipes, different food places, recommendations.
Well, I think Vegans Uncensored should, I think it can be a community. I think it could be completely lucrative, but I think with you and Mary, I think it's got the right people to do it. So we'll see. And, and if anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
I'm Hannah Catherine on Instagram.
And I'm Goth to be on all social media. Everybody have a wonderful Halloween and stay tuned next week for my second annual really drunk absinthe birthday party.
Yay!
And have a wonderfully creepy Halloween. Bye.
Bye.